Everyone, we dedicate our learning this morning in memory of Frank's father. Frank, your father? What's the name?
Eliezer.
Okay, hope and pray that his neshama should have an aliyah. So we are, of course, in the Sfira period, and everyone wants to know every single year. People forget from year to year. What are the halachos in case a person forgets to count? So let's just go over them briefly. So if a person forgets to count at night, then of course what a person should do is they should count the next morning. Let's say a person makes a mistake, instead of counting, instead of counting on the third night, they count the second night. And so you make a mistake of the number. So that's considered missing. And so what if you do miss entirely, and all of a sudden you get to the next evening? So are you allowed to count with a bracha? So of course, very famously, we know that you're not allowed to continue counting with a bracha. But of course, people should understand the origins of this halacha. This is a tremendous dispute among the Rishonim. The Bahag very famously says that you cannot count with a bracha after you miss one night. And so therefore, that's what we follow, even though that's not agreed upon in the times of the Rishonim. Now that is the assumed halacha. And so again, if you miss a night and then miss the subsequent day as well, so you're not allowed to continue counting with a bracha, but you should continue counting. People don't realize that it still is a mitzvah to count even though you're not counting with a bracha. Let's say a person forgets entirely whether or not they counted, whatever, you're just not sure if you counted the night before, and then during the day it totally skipped your mind, and then you come to the next day and you honestly have no idea if you counted. So if you're in a total doubt and you have no way to verify whether or not you counted, so you do keep counting with a bracha, not a halacha that everyone is aware of. And with that, we'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.